Finds an opening and will pick up close to 5 yards on the play. 7:15 to go, first half. Nouvelle turns it over. The Bearcats right now making them pay by moving down the field. They also have the lead 20-7. Looking at second and six. At the 15. Coach, you're liking this, aren't you?
I love it. I love it.
6:50 to go here in the first half as Drake steps up under center. He'll take the snap. Hand it off. And it looks like that might be Nash, the ball carrier. It is Nash inside the 10. Close to the 7-yard line. That is a Bearcat first down. Update out of that Deckerville All Saints game, 21-0. The Eagles over All Saints, if you missed that one earlier. Here it is, the Bearcats 20, Nouvelle 7. 6:40 to go in the first half. The Bearcats with a first and goal on the 8-yard line. Drake steps up under center for the Bearcats. The full house formation stands behind him. He'll hand it off. It looks like Cleary, the ball carrier. And Cleary is wrapped up near the line of scrimmage. And actually, forward progress may give him a yard here. We'll see where they spot it. Yes, they'll mark it at the, well, inside the 8-yard line, about the 7.5. So, you know, give him a half a yard or so. Something, I guess, is better than nothing.
That's right. You're still going forward.
That's right. Second and goal. 6 minutes to go. First half, 20-7. Bearcats with the lead. Drake calls out the play for the Bearcats. He'll drop back to throw in the end zone. The pass is completed to Drake. No, they're going to say he tracked it against the ground as Nash had a chance at it. It was just underthrown ever so slightly, and Nash couldn't put a hand underneath it.
Yeah, it looked like Nash's momentum was kind of taking him to the corner of the end zone. He had to come back for that one a little bit. Wasn't able to hold on. And really, the kind of the first mistake of the night for Austin Drake, just a little bit underthrown on that pass.
Well, that'll stop the clock here momentarily. Third down and goal from the 7. 5:47 to play. Still have two chances to get it in here. As Drake will drop back to throw again, this time the opposite corner of the end zone. It is caught! Touchdown, Bearcats! That is Tyler Burski on the reception. 26-7, the Bearcats opening this one up with 5:42 to go in the first half.
And what a well-thrown ball by Drake as Peruski had a nice little fade right over his shoulder.
Through two defenders.
And again, the safety coming over to help on the play there, and a perfectly thrown ball by Drake. Tyler Peruski hauling it in for the touchdown.
Bearcats going to go for two here on the conversion try. Austin Drake will call out the play, and he'll take the snap and hand it off. Tyler Peruski easily into the end zone. The two-point conversion good. 28-7, 5:42 to go in the first half from Hurt Field and Humble. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb. Thumb cellular, I can hear you clear. Gotta turn you on to the talk of the thumb. We can talk all day, all night. You love thumb cellular.
Cellular is your local cellular provider with everything you need to stay connected, including BlackBerry smartphones, camera phones, phones for texting, and phones for just about any need you have. Thumb Cellular also offers 3G air cards as well as 3G home hub internet service. So stop by any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Welcome back to Herb Field and Ubley. 5:42 to go in the first half, and the Bearcats with a 28-7 lead over Saginaw Nouvelle. Augustine and Lewis back deep on the return team for Nouvelle. It's a low kick that will be fielded by Bennett Lewis. He'll bring it up over the 40 to the 45, up to the 49-yard line. So a decent return for Bennett Lewis. And the Nouvelle Catholic Central Panthers will have it near midfield with a lot of time left to go in this first half, but they need to make something happen if they want to stay in this football game.
They got to hold on to the ball during their drives. But they have been picking up yards, but they're making mistakes, and that's costing them right here. I think they, 14 points, I believe, scored on turnovers?
Yes, two turnovers, two touchdowns.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm looking at it here. I want to make sure I got it right. Yes, 14 points. They had missed a two-point conversion on their previous touchdown.
Nose of the football sitting at the 50-yard line. 5:35 to go in the first half. They'll send a man in motion, a little bit of movement on the Ubley side of the ball, but they're all pointing towards Nouvelle, so we'll let the officials sort this one out.
Looks like a couple of players from Nouvelle jumped there. I saw number 62, William Straz, flinch a little bit.
And it will be false start against Nouvelle.
That last Ubley scoring drive, 6 plays, 79 yards. Austin Drake with a 7-yard touchdown pass to Tyler Peruski. And Austin Drake quietly putting together a 3-touchdown passing effort here tonight. Touchdown passes of 8. 67 and 7 yards so far this evening for Austin Drake.
First and 15 for Nouvelle. Two receivers split wide to the right, make that 3 to the right, 1 to the left, and Buchelski will operate from the shotgun, flanked by Bennett Lewis. And Lewis will get the handoff. Lewis will push the pile ahead for about 5 yards, so he got the penalty yardage back. Second down and 10 coming up for Nouvelle.
And Nouvelle looks like they're going into a bit of a hurry-up offense here.
5:15 to go in the first half. Nouvelle trailing 28-7. This one far from over. Bearcats cannot get lax on defense. Nouvelle going to be in a little bit of a panic mode here in this first half as it ticks its way down. The pass completed on the far side. I believe that might be Ty Jacobs on the reception. Let's wait and see here as they come out of the pile. He is very close to make that Ryan Sting on the reception. Very close to a first down. It is a first down at the Bearcat 40-yard line. Just under 5 minutes to go here in the first half. They'll now split two receivers, make that 3 to the left, 1 to the right. And Buchelski will operate again from the shotgun, flanked by Bennett Lewis once again. Back to throw, pass incomplete.
I think Josh White might have got a little bit of a fingertip on it. Just kind of the ball fluttered out there a little bit funny.
Pass was intended for, I believe, Nick Hammonds. And it's incomplete. Second down and 10 coming up. Clock stop, 4:47 to go, first half. Three receivers again split wide to the left and one to the right. Buchelski from the shotgun, he'll ask Bennett Lewis to switch sides now. He'll flank him on the right side. And the quarterback, Buchelski, will just keep it. Fumbled it again. Ball loose. And Nouvelle may have it back here. I believe they do. He will pick up about almost 8 yards on that play. So third down and 2 coming up for Nouvelle. Nobody can hang on to the football out there. No? Did somebody butter him up out there?
Yeah, I guess we have.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Buchelski again from the shotgun. Flanked on the left side by Bennett Lewis. Buchelski will tuck it in and run it himself and be stopped near the line of scrimmage. There'll be a very little gain on that play, if any, in fourth down coming up.
Nice job by Curtis Booms coming up to make the stop.
Fourth down and 2, no gain on the play. 3:50 to go here in the first half. Ubley with a 28-7 lead over Nouvelle. The winner of this game will face either Ravenna or Merrill next weekend in the regional title game.
Big fourth down here.
And a timeout called by the Bearcats. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Baddock, we support our community.
Down on Main Street.
Hi, I'm Leanne Schutte, a loan officer from Bayport State Bank. High school sports promote so many positive things: teamwork, school pride, endurance, and drive. No matter which team you're rooting for, we at Bayport State Bank are right there with you. Good luck to all our local high school teams from all of us at Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.